Baptism bears no relation to the power or effectiveness according with the baptism of Jesus? Is that what God is what God expects of us? We don't have a detached God who only presides over us. We don't have a God who's like a football coach, merely barking orders at us from the sidelines of life. Neither do we have a God who is a cosmic policeman, nor one who is just itching for us to break loose so he can bust us. What we do have is a God who in Jesus Christ immersed himself in our world, heart, mind, soul, and divinity, boots and all. This is why the earliest Christians made much of the waters of baptism, including saying that it symbolized the tomb of Jesus. Just think about this. We are the only world religion that believes its God took our flesh and died. Because of his 3 days in the tomb, we plunge or splash the waters of baptism on children and adults alike 3 times. And as we do this, we call on the Holy Trinity to enable them to die to sin, to rise to the freedom of Christ's life. For those either fully immersed or sprinkled, as for all who have been or who will ever be baptized in Christ, a curious thing happens. As Jesus fully immersed himself in our world, so we are fully immersed in Christ. And yet, it isn't as if we are from the world, as if we have been initiated into a reclusive religious sect. No, in our baptism promises, we are sent out into the world knowing that because of Jesus, we are loved by God and are pleasing to him. We are sent out in faith, hope, joy, to become the light of Christ amidst the world's darkness. We are sent out in faith to become the salt of the earth in places where life has lost its savor. We are sent out in faith to become peace, hope, justice, love, and calm to those who know not these things. Through the baptism of Jesus, the Holy Spirit anointed the Holy One of God to live in the world, to dwell in the world for our salvation. Through each and every one of us here who has been baptized, that same imperative, that same calling has been given to us. The only difference for us is that Christ is always going before us. Because as we discover when we move out into the world,